بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. We continue our readings in Salat al-Usul by the great Imam Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala. We began in our previous class reading from the second introduction, the author he has mentioned before, mentioning the affairs of al-Usul al-Thalatha, before mentioning the affairs of the three fundamental principles. And he mentioned here in this second introduction, al-Masail al-Thalath, al-Masail al-Thalath, al-Azima, the great three affairs which are related to the Tawheed, al-Rububiyyah, the Lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the obligation of obeying His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, the second issue, the reality of Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah and the obligation of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Because it is known that al-Rububiyyah is the doorway to al-Uluhiyyah, to deify and to realize the right of Allah azza wa jal to be worshipped alone in His greatness. So if one were to ask why or how did we get here, the answer is Allah azza wa jal, He created us. And where do we find our provision and sustenance? Allah Azza wa Jal, the answer is He's the one who provides for us. And then someone may ask, well, why are we here and why is He providing for us? And the answer is to worship Him alone. We could ask again for more details. How do you worship Him and what is the reality of worship? And somebody would say, that's why Allah, He sent messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, to clarify what is the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal and how that is performed properly. And then likewise, knowing that and understanding that, one must realize that that worship is the sole right of Allah. And He is not pleased that any partner whatsoever, no matter how great or small, or no matter how honored or respected, or even less than that, the partner is, it's not accepted. And Allah is not pleased with that. And this is what he is clarifying in these first two principles. And then after one, he comes to this reality and he understands this and he works by way of this, he must also realize, how do we deal with those people who disbelieve in Allah and His Lordship? Or how do we deal with those people who believe in Allah but they associate partners with Him? What is the right upon a Muslim after witnessing the rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jalla and testifying to that, and then also worshipping Him alone and believing in His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and following His way? How is the relationship with regards to those who oppose Him or associate partners with Him in worship, with Allah in worship? So then the author, he mentioned the third principle. He mentioned the third principle with regards to al-wala wa al-bara'. So this is the summarization of these three principles. This is the summarization of the intent of the author from mentioning these three principles. And we've seen that, as Sheikh Ibn Baz, he mentioned that these are from the greatest and most important principles with regards to the reality of At-Tawheed and the rights of At-Tawheed. The reality of At-Tawheed and the rights of At-Tawheed. And also we've seen in our previous class the methodology of the author and how close he is in his wording and his methodology to the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. How he began in that manner, and he says al-ula, the first one. He says, "Ya'lam rahimakallah annahu yajibu alayna ta'allumu aw yajibu ala kulli muslimin wa muslima afwan ta'allumu thalathi hadhihi al-masail." Now, may Allah have mercy upon you, it is obligatory upon every Muslim, male and female, to learn these three affairs. And wal-amalu bihinna, and to apply them. And to express the importance, because al-ilmu ثمرته العمل والعلم مقصود لغيره المقصود من العلم العمل به. So العلم وسيلة والغاية العمل. That means that he says here to learn these three affairs and to apply them. And that's because knowledge, the fruit of knowledge and the result that is sought after for knowledge is the application, is action. So knowledge is a means and not a goal in itself, but rather it is a means to achieve the goal. And the goal is to act and to apply the knowledge and to apply the knowledge. So the knowledge, it is a guide and a leader for action, and action is the intent from the knowledge. So very important here, he says, تَعَلُّمُ ثَلَاثِ هَذِهِ الْمَسَائِلِ وَالْأَمَلُ بِهِنَّ. The first one, أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَنَا وَرَزَقَنَا. We've seen that this is how Allah Azza wa Jal, He began His book likewise. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ, mentioning al-khalq first. And that in many verses in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, He has connected His right to be worshipped and clarifying that right by mentioning the fact that He is the Creator, and that He has created all things. And also the fact that He is the sustainer. After clarifying that He is the one who's worthy, that the Rabb, the Lord, Allah, He is the one who's worthy of worship. Why? أَلَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. That this is the mentioning of the right of worship connected with خَلْق. And then likewise Allah clarifies after that, also He created you and those before you. أَلَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. And He is the one who made the earth spread out into the end of the verse. This is with regards to الرَّزْق. Allah is providing the rizq that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He provides. So then the first thing to know and the most important thing to know that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is the one who created us. And He is the one who provides for us and sustains us. And then the next question comes, what's that for? Well, he says, وَلَمْ يَتْرُكْنَا هَمَلًا. And He did not leave us without a purpose. He did not leave us without a purpose. Rather, He sent to us a messenger. Rather, He sent to us a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This point here is very important to understand. And this is the key to life, the life of the true life, the life of Iman, to know Allah azza wa jalla and that He is the Creator. And to know that He is the one who provides and He is the one who sustains. And that the ability to aid and to help is in His hands alone. And likewise to bring harm or to remove harm is in the hands of Allah alone. And no one shares in that, just as no one shares in the fact that He created. No one is a partner with Him in that, nor in His provision, nor in the fact that He protects and aids and supports, or He harms. There's harm that can come to the people, that He has the dominion in His hands, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, likewise, there should be no partners in worship with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. There should be no partners in worship with Him whatsoever, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in our previous class, we were discussing the issue of the reason for the creation. And we've seen that it was for al-ibtila. The reason in the creation is to try the people. And likewise, that there is a means of trying the people. The dunya, it is a trial and a test for the people. And that test, the reality of al-ibtila is that there are awamir wa nawahi. And these awamir and nawahi, this is the haqiqah of al-ibadah, the reality of ibadah, is complying to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal and staying away from the prohibitions. So this life is a test. لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. لِيَبَلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. More than one verse Allah mentioned the reason for the creation of the heavens and the earth, or the adornment on the top of the earth, and that we find in this life, or the reason for the creation of death and life altogether, to test you, to test them, to try to see which one is best indeed. To see which one is best indeed. The reality of that test is ibadah. And this ibadah, it is inside of it are the commandments and prohibitions. Allah see, He says, إِنَّا خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِن نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبَتَ لِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَسِيرًا. That verily we have created the human being from a nutfa, a sperm, and a fluid of the male and female that's mixed together so that we can test him. Nabatalihi, so that we can test him. How did the test come? فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. The test is here in the eyes and in the ears so that we gave him the ability to hear and to see. We created him from this fluid, this mixed fluid. Nabatalihi, to test him. Nabatalihi, to test him. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Very important point. So we gave him the ability to hear and to see. The test is there. There are commandments with the hands and the with the eyes and the hearing. And then from the eyes and the hearing, where do they go to? The eyes, what does it go to? To the heart and to the mind. And the hearing likewise is the doorway, the gateway, the pathway, the channel to the heart and the mind and the understanding. This is what Allah has provided for us, and this is where we are tried in the test. Naam Allah, He says, وَقُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ Say, it is Allah, He is the one who brought you into existence. He is the one who originated you. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمَ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبَصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ And He has given you hearing and seeing and a mind to understand, a heart to comprehend with. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ فَقَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ And how little thanks do you show? And how little it is that you use those great gifts of hearing and seeing and understanding and comprehension in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The point is that comes together. The test, with regards to the test, there are the means to take the test. And that's with the hearing and the sight and with the heart, with the understanding. And with comprehension. All of this is from the means to take the test. And the test is in the ibadah. وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ And I did not create the jinn and the mankind except to worship me alone. And the reality of this worship is there are commandments and prohibitions. There are commandments and prohibitions. Naam, and what is the result? There has to be people who pass the test and those who fail the test. Likewise here. And the test, the ibtila, that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He tests the people with. He tests them with takalif, bil awamir wal nawahi. He tests them with responsibility, with commandments and prohibitions. And the greatest commandment, the commandment for tawheed, we have seen. The first issue the author mentioned. Wa'bud awa'wa, ya ayyuhan nas, ubudu rabbakum, alladhi khalaqakum. And the greatest prohibition, the prohibition of shirk. فَلَا تَجْعُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ And between that commandment and that prohibition is the clarification of His right, that He is the one who created the earth and spread it out. He is the one who built the sky strong and stern. He is the one who sends the water from the sky. He is the one who causes that water to go into the earth and to produce fruits for you. For you. So because of this, worship Him alone and do not associate partners with Him. This is the first issue. This is the first issue. But the author, he mentioned in a beautiful manner likewise, and still, in the methodology of the Qur'an, وَلَمْ يَتْرُكْنَا هَمَلًا وَلَمْ يَتْرُكْنَا هَمَلًا And He did not leave us without a purpose. He did not leave us without a purpose. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned in His book about this similar. What does hamalan mean? And without any purpose, abathan, that He's just there. He's no commandment, no prohibition, no recompense, live as you like without any reins or any restrictions. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned in His book, in a great surah, Surah Al-Qiyamah, Surah Al-Qiyamah, and at the end of this chapter, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He says, and He asking the mankind, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُدْرَكَ سُودَ أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُدْرَكَ سُودَ What is suda? Does the human being think that he will be left suda? This is the same meaning as the author mentioned. وَلَمْ يَتْرُكْنَا هَمَلًا Sudan أي هَمَلًا And without any purpose, without any goal, without any aim, without any recompense, without any accountability. Does the human being really think that? Does the human being really think that? This is the question. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُودًا Does the human being think that he will be left without any purpose? Sudan, hamadan, like this. Ibn Kathir, he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, about this mana, this meaning of suda, and the author is referring to this here in his statement. Walam yatrukna hamalan, a sudan. He didn't leave his hamalan without any purpose, without any obligation or any accountability. Naam, so Ibn Kathir, he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, qala suddi. And from the ulama of tafsir that Ibn Kathir, he mentions the statements of the salaf before him. And he says, يعني لا يبعث. And so this is from the meanings. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُودًا Does the human being think that he will be left suda? What does that mean? He says, لا يبعث. Does he think that he will be left and not resurrected? This is from the meanings. Also understood here that Allah created us and He provided for us. وَلَمْ يَتْرُكْنَا هَمَرًا And from the understanding of that, He didn't leave us hamalan, that there's not going to be any resurrection, that we're not going to be brought back to life. Allah created us and He stained us and He did not leave us like this, meaning we will be brought back to life. we will be brought back to life. We will be resurrected. Naam. And at that there is accountability. Qala Mujahid wa Shafi'i ibn Kathir. He continues, wa qala Mujahid wa Shafi'i wa Abd al-Rahman ibn Zayd ibn Aslam rahimahum Allah, yani la yu'maru wa la yunha. This is another understanding of this word suda. Does the human being think that he will be left suda? Yani Imam Shafi'i and other than him from the ulama of the salaf, they said that means la yu'mar wa la yunha. Does the human being think that he will be left with no, and he will have no commandment and no prohibition? He will not be commanded or prohibited from anything? And do you think that he would be able to live his life and not have any commandments that he has to abide by whatsoever? And there's no prohibitions at all for him? Does he think this? This is what Imam al-Shafi'i has mentioned. Rahimahullah. Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah ta'ala, he gathered between the two. And he says, وَالظَّاهِرُ أَنَّ الْآيَةَ تَعُمُّ الْحَالَيْنِ أي ليس يترك في هذه الدنيا مهملا لا يؤمر ولا ينهى ولا يترك في قبره سدى لا يبعث بل هو مأمور منهي في الدنيا محشور إلى الله في الدار الآخرة. So he says, what is correct is both of these statements are correct, and that is what is apparent is that in this verse it contains both meanings. And that means that the human being, he will be not left in this life without any concern or care. He will not be left in this life without any commandments or prohibitions. He will not be left like that. And this life, rather, he will have commandments and prohibitions and accountability that he will have to abide by. And likewise, in his grave, he will not be left sudan. In his grave, likewise, he will not be left there just forever with nothing. Nothing will happen. Rather, what will happen? He will be brought back to life. Rather, he will be brought back to life. And he is commanded and prohibited in this life, and he is held accountable for that, and he will be brought out of his grave in the hereafter. He will be brought out of his grave, mahshurun, meaning he will be, Allah will bring him, and he will be in front of Allah and be held accountable. This is the reality. So that's the answer. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدًى. Does the human being think that he will be left in this life without any commandments or prohibitions or accountability? Does he think that he will die and go into the ground and never see anything ever again? Does he think that? Ha, ta'ala Allahu al-Malik al-Haq. Of course not. Allah is much higher than this. That he would create all of this creation in this great detail and concern, care, nourishing and raising this human being from this fluid, and going through stages and stages and stages until he comes out and he's big, he's able to talk and the likes like this, and then in the end, there's nothing sudan, he's going to go in the grave? And then never, that's it? La abadan. This is not befitting for the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rather, all of this has to have a purpose and a wisdom. And this great creation and its harmony and its beauty and the affairs that we see in front of us from the magnificence of Allah Azza wa Jal, by understanding the greatness of His creation, there's a purpose. That it won't be like that. The one who lies and the one who steals is going to be going to the ground, and that's it for him. And the one who tells the truth and the one who refrains his desires and lowers his gaze and guards his tongue in chastity, going to be like that liar, and that's it. They both go in the grave, and it's done. Have fun. That's not the case. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدًى. No, we don't think that. No, the answer is no. The answer is no. We're not going to be left like this. We're not going to be left in this life without any commandments and prohibitions. Rather, this is the reason why we're created. That's the reason why we're created, to comply to those commandments and prohibitions. And to know Allah Azza wa Jalla, to worship Him in a manner pleasing to Him. Naam, and likewise to be resurrected and to be held accountable. And to be held accountable for our actions. So what's very important here, the author is also alluding to that. وَلَمْ يَتْرُكْنَا هَمَلًا. He didn't leave us without a purpose. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He's mentioning in this verse, what is the intent from this question? Does the mankind think that he will be left like this, sudan? What does Allah mention after that? Aywa, what is that? Does man think that he will be left without any purpose, without any accountability, with nothing in this life and in the grave and the likes like this? Then Allah Azza wa Jalla, after asking this question, He calls us to ponder on our own creation, the beginning. The beginning of our own creation. Ibn Kathir, he says, وَالْمَقْسُودُ هُنَا إِثْبَاتُ الْمَعَادِ وَالرَّدُّ عَلَى مَنْ أَنْكَرَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الزَّيْجِ وَالْجَهْرِ وَالْعِنَادِ. So the intent of this question here, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدًى. Does the human being think he'll be left without any purpose? The intent from this question is to affirm the resurrection. and to refute those people of misguidance and ignorance and stubborn rebellion from those who denied and belied the resurrection. He says, وَلِهَذَا, and because of this, قَالَ مُسْتَدِلٍ عَلَىٰ الْعِيَادَةِ بِالْبَدَاءَ. And because of this, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He used as a proof for the fact that they will be brought back to life the way that they were born, the way that they were brought into existence. So Allah, He says, فَقَالَ أَلَمْ يَكُنْ نُطُفَةً مِنْ مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى. Does the human being think that he will be left with no purpose? Did the human being not used to be a nutfa? Huh? A nutfa, the sperm, this fluid. Did he not used to be that? Min mani and yumna. Min mani. Mani is the fluid that comes from the male and the female. The one that Allah makes a baby from. Yumna. And he just tossed out. It comes out of the between the back of the human being. It comes out in this manner. And we know that that fluid is lowly. We know that that fluid is lowly. From that lowly fluid, Allah Azza wa Jalla created each and every one of us. And no one can deny that. No one can deny that. Each and every one of us, that fluid that comes out of the male like that, from in between his ribs and his side of his body, comes out of his body. And it rests in the womb. And the one that comes from the womb, likewise, they come together. And then from that, in that womb, in that place, there's life. There's life. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُودًا. Does human being think that he's going to be left with no purpose? أَلَمْ يَكُنْ نُطُفَةً مِنْ مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى. Was he not this fluid, this fluid that is just thrown out? Ibn Kathir, he says, أَمَا كَانَ الْإِنسَانُ نُطْفَةً ضَعِيفَةً مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ يَعْنِي يُرَاقُ مِنْ أَسْلَابِ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. And don't you, the human being, remember that is he not created from this very weak fluid, this lowly and despicable fluid? Is that not the origin? Can anybody trace their origin back to other than that? Somebody came from other than that? Somebody know somebody who came from other than that? Huh? There is, actually. Adam. Adam, he came from turab. Huh? Min teen. Naam? Min suratin min teen. That's the first man. He's created from this. Huh? What about after him? There is Hawa. She was created from a man with no woman. Huh? And then after that, there was a man who was created from a woman with no man. His name is Isa ibn Maryam, alayhi salam. And after that, everybody else is created like this. After that, everybody else is created like this. Allah created Adam from Tain. Allah created Hawa from Adam. Huh? Min dir'i, from the rib of Adam. And Allah and all the creation that come like this, in this same manner here. Min ma'in maheen, except for Isa, he was created without a father, without a male, from a woman. From a woman without a male. The rest of mankind was created like this. أَلَمْ يَكُنْ نُطُفَةً مِنْ مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى. Was he not from this fluid like this? Everybody, what is this nutfa? It's very weak. And like Allah described it, it's maheen, lowly. It's despicable. There's something that when it comes on the clothing, nobody wants to see anybody else seeing them have it. Even though we know it's tahir, but it's qadir. It's dirty. It's not impure, but it's not something people want to have on their clothing. So if it comes there, they wash it off because it's ma'in. Like Allah, He says, ma'in. This is what the people were created from. So, but then Allah, He says, after that, Subhanahu wa Taala, ثم كان علقة فخلق فسوى. After that, he's this fluid. Where does it come? Min mani and yumna. Just comes out of the ribs through the body part that is well known. Goes into the womb like this. And that also in that place that is well known. And that fluid is in this manner, da'ifa, weak. It can't do anything by itself. If it, you wipe it off, you wipe it away, whatever you do with it, it's maheen. It's maheen. A despicable fluid. But then what happens to it? Thumma kana alaqatan. That fluid, it turns into a alaqa, some blood. Clot. Some blood clot. Huh? فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. And then he created it and he gave it shape and form. That fluid, it came into a blood clot. And then after that, it turned into some flesh. مُضْغَى. Huh? And then after that, Allah, He clothes it and makes it have bones. And then after some time, He sends an angel to it. نعم فيرسل 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 عليه الملك نعم ف then his فيكتب له عمله نعم his deeds are written وعجله and the time that he lives all of this will be written at that time this is from that fluid to this in the womb this is powerful this includes knowledge and wisdom power ability that Allah is able to do all things to bring that to this To bring that to this, from nothing, and from then to this, and then after that it grows, and then it has life, and then it comes out, and then it has a personality, and then it's able to speak. نعم فثم كان علقة فخلق فسوى. Ibn Kathir he says فصار علقة ثم مضغة ثم شكل ونفخ فيه الروح فصار خلقا آخر سويا سليما الأعضاء. He said that after this Allah that fluid it turns into علقة. The blood clot, and then it turns to a piece of flesh, and then it is given form, and then the soul is blown into it, and it becomes another creation. This new creation has perfectly proportioned body parts. The fluid. I mean, we ponder over the power of Allah, and looking at our creation. The fluid. That fluid, and then it has hands and feet. This hand is the same as this hand. There's five fingers. The toes, they come out. Whenever a child, a father, he has a child, he comes out, he looks at it. All of his toes are there. All of the, they're all there, five. Five. Look at the hand, they're all there. Little bitty hand. Little bitty hand. It's there, it's there, five hands. Before that, there was Abdullah wasn't there. Whatever he was, then he's there. Comes out like that with hands. And he has eyes. Some of them are blue. Some of them are brown. Different colors. Some of them are green. Allahu Akbar. Like this. Someone has a nose. A big, small, different. Budgie. All of this. Allah, he formed him. ثُمَّ خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى Gave him shape and gave him form. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. All of this, Allah, he's worthy of worship. These are proofs. These are proofs. What the Muslims say is haq. What everybody else says is falsehood. What do the Muslims say? La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muslims, they say, La ilaha illallah. There's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. Hatu burhanakum in kuntum sadiqeen. Is he worthy of worship? Isa, no. Is Muhammad worthy? No. None of them are worthy of worship. The trees, the mountains, nothing is worthy. Nothing is worthy. If they can't do this, they're not worthy of worship. They're not worthy of worship. Only Allah Azza wa Jalla. He's the one who's worthy of worship. Why? Aladhi khalaqakum. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً That's the one that's worthy of worship. And تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَنَا وَرَزَقَنَا وَلَمْ يَتْرُكْنَا هَمَلًا لَمْ يَتْرُكْنَا هَمَلًا So this is the case. And he said he comes out with hands and feet perfect like this. Then he says, ذَكَرًا أَوْ أُنْثَى Some of them, they come out, how do they come out? Some will come out, he's a male. Others, they come out, he's a female. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَتَقْرِيرِهِ By his decree and by his permission. SubhanAllah, sometimes one womb, a male and a female come from it. From one womb. From the same way. They both come out the same spot. From the same womb. This one's a man, this one is a woman. Sometimes at the same time, two of them come out. Sometimes one womb, five kids. Two boys, three girls. So this one's tall, this one's short, this one's nice, this one's mean. From one womb. Not to mention all of the people in mankind. From one womb. Sometimes some people maybe have nine. Some people have two. Some people don't have any. It's the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. From the same way. This is amazing Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Al-Azim. Allah Al-Qadir. Allah Al-Kabir, Al-Muta'al, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Al-Ali, Subhanahu, powerful and strong, Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then also Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman, Al-Ghafur. He forgives the mistakes that we have also, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So this is how they come out. They come out, some of them, they come out males, and some of them, they come out females, some of them, they come out, they're good, and some of them, they come out, they're bad. And some of them they're nice and kind, and some of them are beneficial, and some of them are harmful. They came out of the womb. They came out of out of the womb, yani out of a woman. Everyone, that this is his beginning. So whenever a person, he realizes this, and he knows that this is the haqqa, then also, in understanding this is a means to also help him to be humble. There was a man who was from the, the people of authority and the people of status and rank. He came by Malik ibn Dinar. Malik ibn Dinar, rahimahullah, from the Salaf, he died in the year 136. So this is a narration from long ago. This is collected in Sir Nubala by Al-Dhahabi. He said that this man came to him, and Malik ibn Dinar, he didn't show him honor. He didn't honor him or respect him. He said, "Ma tarifuni? You don't know who I am? You don't know how everybody honored him, but you don't know who I am?" Malik ibn Dinar, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, "But of course I know who you are. You don't know who I am?" Somebody has this attitude like this, right? You don't know who I am? You don't show me my respect? You don't know? He said, "Of course I know who you are." He said, "Awwaluka nutfa madhira." The first of you is this despicable fluid. وَآخِرُكَ جِيفَ نَاتِنَا أَوْ قَذِرَ. And your beginning is like this lowly fluid, and the way you're going to end up is this dirty cadaver. What is it? Corpse? Jifa. A corpse. The beginning. This is your beginning and this is your end. Femta. You don't know who I am? Yeah, I know who you are. That you began like this. You are a fluid. This dirty, this filthy fluid like this. This semen. This sperm. And then in your end, you're going to be this disgusting, smelly corpse in the ground. And he said, وَفِيمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ تَحْمِلُ مَعَكَ الْعَذِرَةِ. And the whole time between that and that, you're carrying with you feces. This is the reality. That's the reality of the human being. This right here, he said, فَانْكَسَرَ. He broke down. That man, he broke down. He said, وَقَالَ أَلْآنَ عَرَفْتَنِي حَقَ الْمَعْرِفَةِ. He said, "Now you really know who I am." And that's who we are. That's the human being. The human being, he's created from this. In the end, he's going to turn into a body, a dead body that's going to decay. It's going to decay. Allah provide for us. The provision come from? From the rain. It comes through the ground. And the earth produces for us, by the permission of Allah, fruits. What do? We take from the fruits of the earth and the vegetables of the earth. We're eating from the earth, right? There's going to become a day, نَحْنُ نَأْكُرُ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ صح؟ سَيَتِي يَوْمًا عَلَيْنَا جَمِيعًا أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ تَأْكُرُنَا. There's going to be a day for each and every one of us. The earth is going to eat us, or eat from us. We're going to decay. We're going to decay inside of the earth. The same way we take from it, we're going to give back. The same way we take from it, the plants, and we eat from the earth, and then we're going to go right back in the same place. Right back in the same place. He said, the beginning of you is this fluid, and the end of you is this stinky body, and the whole time between that, you're carrying along with you this feces. This feces. So how can somebody think that he is... He's arrogant, or think that he doesn't need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or think that that he can do whatever he likes. Naam, Allah, he says, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِن نُطْفَةِ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَسِيمٌ مُبِينٌ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَسِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah, he created the human being from this sperm fluid. Again, many verses like this clarifying this, and then after that he is a clear opponent, opposing Allah, opposing him. Allah said, you have to believe in him. He doesn't believe in him. Allah said, you have to pray. He doesn't pray. Or even if he prays, he comes lazy. He's more busy with the dunya. He prays, standing his body there, he's not thinking about praying. He's thinking about dunya. What's going to happen later? What did I do yesterday? What would I do tomorrow? The whole time. And then until the end. Assalamu alaikum. Like this. And this is not fulfilling the right. This is the right of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He created us from this. This is going to be our outcome. وَلَمْ يَتْرُكْنَا هَمَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His right is great. Allah azza wa jalla, He deserves to be worshipped. It's His right to be worshipped. This is what we have to know. The first thing, and Allah خَلَقَنَا وَرَزَقَنَا وَلَمْ يَتْرُكْنَا هَمَلًا بَلْ أَرْسَلَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا. Ibn Kathir, we continue reading the tafsir of that ayah of القيامة. فجعل منه الزوجين ذكر وأنثى. يعني he made from them, يعني from that sperm, male and female. Some of them from that fluid they come out female. Some of them come out male. All of this is amazing. Who wants to have a boy? He might get a girl. Somebody he's hoping to have a girl. He might get a boy. Mm-hmm. Somebody who might want not get either. Some of them might get both. It doesn't. It's not in the. It's in the. This is the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the creator. He is the one who forms the people in the wombs. هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء. He is the one who forms you in the wombs as He wills, as He wills. نعم. So then he says, وقال أليس ذلك بقادر على أن يحيي الموتى. Is any now the point here? As Ibn Kathir, he mentioned all of this. You think you'll be left without a purpose? Did you not come from this fluid? And then we changed you to this blood clot, and then after that we gave you form and shape, and then an angel came to you, and there's life, a soul in you, and you came out with little feet, and now you have big feet. You came out, you can't say anything, now you talk and speak. You came like this. And then sometimes you come out man, and this one he came out woman. And then after that we even provide for some of you, men and women, boys and girls. And then in the end, is not the one who is able to do that able to bring you back to life? Is not the one who's able to do that to bring you back to life? And to this is good. Inaya Adima. Allah Azza wa Jalla with His creation. That how every day the sun comes up and goes down. It's never messed up. It's in harmony. The rain comes, it goes, the plants come, the trees come, no matter how many turkeys or chickens they kill or hamburgers they make at McDonald's, we're not in depletion. Allah, He makes more. He creates more. He provides more. He provides more. All of this in perfection in His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in His provision for the people. And then in the end, for this great care and concern He's giving for His creation. And then in the end, for nothing. And in the end, for nothing. And then there's rulings. Not only is there a decree, universally, all of these things are created like this, and they move like this. Likewise, there's a legislative decree. Even that fluid, and that alaqa, and that mudga, after it comes to a certain stage, if somebody does something to that womb and harms it, there's a legislative ruling for that. Likewise, Allah has decreed that there will be a recompense for the one who violates the right of that janin. There's diya. There's diya. And the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla for the one who violates even that womb, that life has a right. Has a right in the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Great concern that Allah has given for His creation. And then in the end, there's nothing. None. No, this is not the case. This is not the case. This is the proof that we have to be aware of. So then, the one who realizes this, okay, no, it's not for nothing. Then what is the case? What is the case? بَلْ أَرْسَلَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا. Rather, He sent to us messenger. He's going to clarify to clarify for us what to do, to clarify for us the reality. We come to this conclusion. We look into creation. We look into the verses of Allah. What do we know that this is the case? And then what? Arsala ilbal. Rather, He didn't leave us with no purpose. No, rather He sent to us a messenger. Naam, rather Allah is what He sent to all mankind messengers, and all of the messengers that have passed. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. Every nation, all of them were Muslims, and all of them called to the same call, أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ, and to worship Allah and to stay away from the false gods besides Allah. This is the call of all of the messengers. But this is something the Muslims of our time, they have a special blessing. بَلْ أَرْسَلَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا. أَرْسَلَ إِلَيْهِمْ رُسُولًا. وَأَرْسَلَ إِلَيْنَا نَحْنُ رَسُولًا. أَفْضَلِ الرُّسُولِ. The best and most virtuous of the messengers. The messenger, our messenger Muhammad, he is the best. He's the greatest of all the messengers. And this is the greatest ummah. And this is the deen that is complete and perfected. And al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. And this is a great favor to be from this ummah. And to be under upon the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those before, they're upon the sunnah Musa. Or they're upon the way of the Torah, for example. But now all of that is abrogated. And the final messenger came. أَرْسَلَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا. Rather, Allah Azza wa Jal, He sent to us a messenger. What is the reality of that messenger? The author, he summarized that. فَمَنْ أَطَاعُهُ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ أَصَاهُ دَخَلَ النَّارِ. That whoever obeys Him, He will enter paradise. And whoever disobeys Him, then he will enter the fire. And as the author has demonstrated, and we know very well his methodology, وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. And the evidence is in the statement of Allah the Most High. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ رَسُولًا شَاهِدًا عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ رَسُولًا. That verily we have sent to you a messenger. بَلْ أَرْسَلَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا. The author, he mentioned the evidence for the issue that he is discussing here. As we've seen previously, Deen Allah Azza wa Jal, Masail wa Dala'il. Masail wa Dala'il. The issues along with their evidences and proof. So the proof for this issue here, that Allah created us and that He sent to us a messenger. Inna arsalna ilaykum rasulan shahidan alaykum. That verily we have sent to you a messenger bearing witness over you. Bearing witness over you. Naam shahidan alaykum. And that He has conveyed the message. That He has conveyed the message sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kama arsalna ila fir'auna rasula. Just as we have sent to Fir'aun a messenger. Allah Azza wa Jal, He sent to us a messenger just as He has sent to Fir'aun a messenger. So what happened to the previous nation? فَعَصَى فِرْعَوْنُ الرَّسُولَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُ أَخْذًا وَبِيلًا. So Fir'aun, he disobeyed the messenger. And so we seized him with a terrible seizure and punishment. We seized him with a terrible, painful punishment. So here we see the word Rasul more than one time. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ رَسُولًا. Who is that? What's the first Rasul? What's that referring to? Who is that referring to? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ رَسُولًا. Who is that referring to? Musa ibn Imran. Imran. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَعَصَى فِرْعَوْنُ الرَّسُولُ. Who is that? Musa alayhi salam. فَأَخَذْنَاهُ أَخْذًا وَبِيلًا. So we seized him a terrible seizure. And this there is, in these verses here from the Balagha of the Quran, we see that Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning here an admonition. And also a warning. An admonition. An admonition and a warning. What's the admonition? And a warning. Verily we sent to you a messenger testifying or bearing witness over you as just as we sent to Fir'aun a messenger. So don't do like them. The previous nation before, they received the messenger. So the admonition here is to ponder over what happened to the previous nations. What happened? They were sent a messenger. You were sent a messenger and they were sent a messenger. What did they do? He disobeyed Fir'aun. He disobeyed the messenger. So what happened to him? He was seized with the painful and terrible punishment. Meaning, so don't be like that. Take the admonition from what happened before. Has been mentioned in the narrations, As-sa'idu man wu'idha bighayrihi. As-sa'idu man wu'idha bighayrihi. The one who was happy and successful, the one who was sa'id, he is the one who takes an admonition from others. And was-shaqi man wu'idha bihi. And the one who is miserable and a loser is the one who he himself is an admonition. So here we look at Fir'aun, and he is the admonition. We see what happened to him and to his people whenever they disobeyed. Fa'asa. Fa'asa. What is asa? Asa ya'asi. Isyanan. Al ma'asiyah. Disobedience. He disobeyed. What is ma'asiyah? It's a sin. It's a thamb. Sah. But what is the reality of ma'asiyah? Who can explain that word? Disobedience. What does that mean? To disobey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How does it occur? Disobedience. To disobey Allah. How does it occur? That's one way. To be commanded and to not fulfill the commandment. This is disobedience. There's an obligation. There's a commandment. He left it off. He didn't perform it properly. He disobeyed. Okay, that's one way. That's half of the answer. Or to do something that's prohibited. Again, it goes back to the reality of why we were created. وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Al-ibadah is consists of commandments and prohibitions. So the opposite of being obedient, yani ta'a, is to disobey. How does disobedience occur? And this is good. We all know these things, but to see it clearly like this, it helps a person to understand and to check himself and to help his family likewise. That disobedience occurs whenever somebody, he leaves off the commandment. He doesn't fulfill the obligation that's required from him. He leaves it entirely, or he does it without fulfilling the rights of that commandment. and he's disobeying Allah. On the other hand, another way of disobedience is to perpetrate and commit the prohibition. So then, al-ma'siyah or al-isyan, it happens like this: by a person leaving off what is a commandment, or by falling into something that is prohibited. And that's also going away from the straight path. This is what Fir'aun did. He didn't comply. He didn't obey. He didn't make ta'ah or imtithal or inqiyad. He didn't perform the commandments and stay away from the prohibitions. He did the opposite. So the one who leaves off the commandments and he falls into the prohibitions, that one is called Asi. He's disobedient. This is the issue of Fir'aun. This is what Fir'aun did. So anybody who follows the way of Fir'aun, he's going to have that's the admonition. The one who follows that way, what happens to him? فَأَخَذْنَاهُ أَخْذًا وَبِيدًا فَأَخَذْنَاهُ أَخْذًا وَبِيدًا We seized him a terrible seizure. We seized him with a painful punishment. And in this life and in the hereafter, he's punished in this life and in the grave and in the hereafter. In this life, he was seized like this with the drowning, and then likewise in the grave, يُرَادُونَ عَلَى النَّارِ غُدُوًا وَعَشِيًّا, and then likewise in the hereafter, he will be resurrected أَشَدَّ الْأَذَابِ, with the worst of punishments. So this is not what a believer wants from this life, especially the one that realizes that Allah created us and that He sustained us and He didn't leave us here without a purpose. Rather, He sent to us a messenger, and then Allah honored us to know that messenger. Allah honored us to know him and to know this information, to know the reality of life, and to know the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then in the end, commandment, prohibition, who cares? It's halal, it's haram, just do it anyways, get money. That's what some people get money, like that, whatever. And get dunya, have fun. Life is short. Huh? That's what they say? Life is short, play hard. You see that type of stuff. Huh? What does that mean? And that means go straight to the hellfire on your face. Huh? Pay attention. Wake up. Nah, play hard in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, in obedience against your soul. Mujahadat al-nafs. Like we've seen, the winners are the ones that they strive against the soul to perform this, to apply to these issues that the author is mentioning here. To be upright upon the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jalla by knowing Him and knowing His names and attributes and by knowing His greatness and by knowing His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complying to that and following His way. Because if not, they'll be losers. They'll be losers like Fir'aun. فَعَصَى فِرْعَوْنُ الرَّسُولَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُ أَخْذًا وَبِيلًا He's the leader of the losers. والعصر إن الإنسان لا في خص. He's the leader of those insan, of those abnas, those losers. The leader of them, يقدم فرعون قومه. He's going to be leading the people of the hellfire. He's the leader of the hellfire. إياذن بالله. So nobody wants to be like him. Who wants to be like فرعون? طيب, how can I not be like فرعون? What did فرعون do? Huh? What did فرعون do? He disobeyed the messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, whoa, Allahu Akbar. Somebody come, this is reality. Disobeying the messenger is not light. Fir'aun disobeyed the messenger, what happened to him? فَأَخَذْنَاهُ أَخْذًا وَبِيلًا. Disobeying the messenger, this is nothing light. This is with Musa. We know Musa, he's a great messenger. But he's not as great as Prophet Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, to disobey the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is even more severe. So, a person, he would be careful. To disobey the messenger, this is something serious. The ones that happened before, this is an admonition and a warning. Don't do that. Don't take disobedience lightly. In these lands, disobedience is the one who disobeys, he is the one who is popular. The one who disobeys, he is the one who is on top. The one who disobeys, he is the one who the people like and love. And these lands like this is the case. The more disobedient somebody is to Allah and His Messenger, the more he will have from them, and they will like him and raise his rank. Right? That's what happens when somebody sells his deen. Sells his deen for the dunya. Iyadhin billah. The one who is obedient to the messenger, the one who is a winner and not a loser, the one who has knowledge of Allah and knowledge of the Prophet and knowledge of al-Islam with proofs, and he applies that and he's helping others upon that, and he calls to that way, he becomes a square. That's what they say in the old days, huh? A square. He's square. Who knows that terminology? Allahu Akbar. No, that's the case. He's square. That's what they say. And he's gharib. He becomes a stranger. That's what happens whenever you obey Allah Azza wa Jalla and you don't disobey the Messenger. So you become a stranger. People of Haqq, those winners, they're strangers. Tuba lil ghuraba. Tuba lil, the reality of those people in the verses of Al Asr that's excluded from loss, who are they? They're the ghuraba. Bada al Islamu ghariban wa sayyulu kama bada fatuba lil ghuraba. The rest of mankind, inna al-insana lafi khusr, the rest of them, they're not strangers, they're right along with everybody else. They're well known. Well known. They fit in with the masses. As for the one who knows Allah and he knows the Messenger and he knows the deen of Islam with proofs and he applies that and he becomes strange with that right there. If he starts calling other people to that, what happens? He's really square. He's really a stranger. After that, they called him nerds. Like this. And he's really considered weird and different. And gharib. But what's the reality of the ghuraba? Paradise. Jannah. The pleasure of Allah. He's strange in this light. He's strange in this life. And then hereafter, what is he? He's the winner. So who would trade something like this life? Maybe somebody lived 50 years, 60 years, 100 years. And then hereafter, it never ends. This is a bad trade. Some pleasure now for the pain and the anger and the punishment of Allah that forever, or some pain now, some hardship now, for the pleasure of Allah forever. Which one is the trade? The trade, of course, there's no doubt about it. And the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.